Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
hang on. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
I know. You say, we got to the 2018 midterms, and the elections are over. Well, not exactly. We've got municipal elections coming up on April 2nd. And believe it or not, there are people already flexing their political muscles relative to November of 2020. Yeah. Including a guy that's been a friend of this program for a lot of years now. He is Jim Marchant. He is a former candidate, now a candidate again, but this time in CD4. He wants to go to Congress and be your congressman and be another asset for the president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Jim Marchant joining us in studio. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Kevin. How are you?
It has been a while.
Been a while. Great to be back.
I want to ask you, do you have a feel for what happened in the midterms?
Not really. I don't. Nevada was kind of unique from apart from the rest of the country. And a lot of people, the talking heads and the pundits say we lost the independent women vote. Trump did, basically, and kind of cost us conservatives. But I don't know. I don't think it was completely that. I think there were other mitigating factors of why most of the conservatives here lost, and then Republicans also.
You ran in 37?
District 37 Assembly, yes.
And explain where that is. That's
northwest part of the Las Vegas Valley, Summerlin Parkway, north to about Lone Mountain, and then west to 215 and east to 95. So it's a pretty big area, pretty nice area. But it's trending Democrat. When I ran in 16 or started running in 15, we were ahead by a couple of hundred votes as far as registrations. And now we're down by about 400 or 500. So it's trending Democrat.
Is there a message out there? And we'll get to what you're up to in just a couple of minutes. But I'm just curious, is there a message going forward for Republicans, for conservatives, about how we need to react to what happened in November of 2018?
Well, you can, but I'm a guy of principles. I stay the way I am. And if the people don't want me there, then, that's the way Nevada is now. And so I just have to stay retired and do something like that. I mean, just not
You're
doing anything.
You're busier now than you've ever been.
But, I'm
This is retired? So, for crying out loud.
So here, I'm just trying to, we can't just give it to them. You know, that's, you know, a lot of people would give up and just say, oh, well, forget it. But I'm a fighter, and I can't stand what's happening to my state and, you know, to my country. I mean, we're going full communist. I mean, look at it. Look at what these people are proposing. Look at what's happening in Carson City right now. It's unbelievable. I never thought I would see this in the United States and in Nevada. It's absolutely amazing, the freedoms that they want to take away from us.
Well, and the fact that we elected essentially a lobbyist.
Yeah.
In Stephen Horsford.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. He didn't even live here. Doesn't even live here. He had to come here and establish an apartment just to say he has a little bit of nexus here so he could run.
Yours, though, is the worst kept secret. Maybe it was supposed to be a secret. Maybe it wasn't. I know you've sent out fundraising letters, but you have not really announced, although you kind of have.
Yeah, I kind of have.
Explain what you're up to and why you think CD4 is doable.
Okay. Well, first of all, I went to Washington about 3 weeks ago to try to see what kind of support I would have. And in order to do that and to raise money, you have to file. So I filed, you know, paperwork to do it. And Daily Coast is a organization that just monitors everything. And they picked it up right away. And then Ralston, I think Riley Snyder, I believe, picked it up. He tweeted it out so that while I was there. So
so much for the element of surprise.
So much for, you know, just exploring and trying to see what kind of support I get. But I got great support. Met with Leader McCarthy. I met with a number of congressmen that were very supportive. I met with the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC. And what's interesting is when I got there, I asked, I said, was there any way I could meet with Leader McCarthy? I'd talked with one of his staff guys, and they said, well, probably not, you know. So met with NRCC, met with a few other people, actually met with Grover Norquist's group, the Americans for Tax Reform, actually spoke at their Wednesday morning breakfast that they have every Wednesday, met with a lot of other groups. And So I met with NRCC, and the meeting went real well. And the guy that I was dealing with at NRCC called McCarthy's guy in, and he sat in with about the last 10 minutes of our meeting. And so about 3 or 4 hours later, after I'd asked if I could meet with McCarthy, they called back and said, yeah, Leader McCarthy wants to meet with you. So that was pretty good. So I was very happy about that. He grilled me hard, which is good for him, good for me.
And you had all the answers?
I think I did, because after I left there, they added CD4 to the target list.
So, all right.
Yeah, so we're going to get support from the RNC and of course, the NRCC and McCarthy himself. They see this as a seat that we can take back. I see it as a seat we can take back because this coming election, probably this election more than any other, last election or the next election in 22, because it's Trump and then CD4. There's no constitutional office elections. There's no Senate election. So there's a lot less clutter. And if Trump does really well, which I expect him to do, you know, Trump's a winner. He's going to figure out how to win this. And I think we can, you know, with my conservative credentials and my record in the assembly, I think I can, you know, ride his coattails, hopefully. So I think that we only need, like, Horsford, I think the Democrats come out about 128,000 in this district. We're usually about 123, 125, so there's not a big deficit there. So I only have to convert about 3,000 votes, a little over 3,000 votes.
And you've got that many at least in just independents.
You do, yeah. And here's the other thing that I think, and this is no hit on Crescent Hardy. Crescent's a friend of mine, but the rurals were not excited about him after he disavowed Trump in 16. And I think I'm really, really good with the rurals. I traveled the rurals a lot. I've done the Lincoln Day Circuit just in the past 2 months here. And I was already really good with the rurals because they like conservatives. And principled conservatives like myself. So I think I can pick up more votes there also.
I want to ask you about fundraising. You sent out one of the best fundraising letters I think I've ever seen. And it was a page and a half, something like that. But it was in-depth. It's why I'm running. It's why I need your help. And you've already fundraised a ton off that letter. People are responding to you.
They are. And I need more to respond because one of the things that I learned in Washington is the leaders and the congressmen there, they want to see that you can do the job. They want to see that you can fundraise. So they have this threshold, they say, they call it young guns. And if I can meet $100,000 raised by March 31st, then I've met this threshold, and basically it shows them that I can do it, and they'll basically open the floodgates at that point and then say, okay, it's okay to take care of this guy. And then I'll have all the money I need to run this race, but I need help from everybody that's listening.
And by the way, I talk to people across this state every day.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I have learned is that there are people that live in Incline Village,
right,
that live in Carson City,
right,
that live in Ely or Sparks. And you may not be in their district. You are in a bunch of districts. You are in Ely.
Yep.
Right.
Ely, Yerington.
Mesquite,
I go up from North Las Vegas, Pahrump, Tonopah, Yerington, Ely, Panaca, Caliente, all in between.
But
it's
even if
district.
You live in another community, Hawthorne or someplace else.
Well, Hawthorne is in
Hawthorne,
my district.
Okay.
But Elko.
Elko, good example.
Or like you said, Reno. So those are great areas. Just because I'm not in your district, I still represent you. You still need to send me to Washington to take back the House. That's what we've got to concentrate on. We've got to give Trump the House back so he can continue what he's doing, which I agree with.
More to come. We are joined by Jim Marchant. He is a candidate for CD4. He wants to go to Congress and replace Stephen Horsford. The race has already begun, believe it or not. I know it seems like we just finished off the 2018 midterms, but we are already in a race in CD4. We'll talk about why we should turn out Stephen Horsford, who, by the way, is nothing more than a Washington lobbyist who happened to get elected in CD4. We'll talk about that and more coming up live and local now.
Wanting to start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission to help small business owners get their doors open. This year, the Taylor Consulting Group is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Jim Marchant joining us. He is a former assemblyman. In District 37, he lost an election in November, but he is running as a candidate for Congressional District 4. He wants to replace Stephen Horsford, a guy who, until his election, was a Washington lobbyist. That's, man, we need more of those in Congress, don't we? explain why you view Stephen Horsford as vulnerable.
Well, he does. You know, he didn't even live here before the last election. He had to move back here to run. And after Reuben Kuhn had his issues, they kind of scrambled. And I guess Stephen was the next alternative. And of course, he lived in Washington at the time. Didn't even have a house or didn't even have anything here. And he had to move back and establish, some sort of presence here and ran and beat Crescent, and it was just a lot of things went wrong with that election cycle for Crescent, and he tried hard, but it just wasn't going to happen for a lot of us. So,
talk a little bit about strategy. That is a huge, huge district.
Yep.
I mean, it stretches from one end of the state to the other, and it's. Like it never ends.
Yep. It goes all the way up to Yerington, just right near Carson City, not too far. Brought it 45 minutes to an hour to Carson City and Reno from there, all the way over to Ely and everywhere in between, Caliente, Pioche, Tonopah, Pahrump, Beatty, all of that's in the district, along with a substantial part of North Las Vegas. So that's what I'm really focusing on is the North Las Vegas part. I'm doing a lot of work with a lot of the Hispanic pastors over there. I'm hoping to work with some union guys in that area. And that's the strategy going forward. Like I said, I've only got to flip 3,000 votes, and that's doable. And like I said, I think the NRCC thinks it's doable too. So we're gonna work hard. And like you mentioned, nobody else is out there yet running for 2020 like I am. I'm doing it early because I'm going to work hard. I'm going to work really hard for this. And I'm going to give it my best. And, you know, if it doesn't work out, that's fine. At least I didn't leave anything on the field.
I know that you, as an assemblyman, did a lot of walking your district and all that. Can you do that in a district like CD4? I mean, it seems like door knocking's not going to be the way to do it.
Yeah, it's tough. You do a little bit, but I'm trying to figure out a better way to reach the voters. I've got some ideas. I'm going to try something a little different that's, I think, more effective than walking. Of course, I'm going to do that, too. I'm going to do that. I'll probably hire walkers, too. But I'm going to try something else to reach the voters because, you know, walking, you can only do so much a day, right? And, you know, there's 300-something thousand people you got to get to, and that's tough.
That's a lot of walking.
That's a lot of walking.
A lot of shoe leather.
Yeah, so I think that if I can get in front of the voter, I can win them over. That's what I've been able to do, and so that's what I'm going to focus on.
Explain, because I don't even understand it, how you end up raising money. Somebody sitting there and listening to this and saying that Jim Marchand sounds like a pretty reasonable guy. I'd like to have him supporting our president.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Somebody wants to give money. How much can they give?
Yeah.
Can their company give? Can their spouse give?
Yeah. It's different in a federal race than it is in the assembly. In the assembly, we could take personal money and corporate money. So it was easier for me to go to corporations and say, hey, you know, I can help you in Carson City. You know, I'm a small business guy myself and I understand business. And so they would, you know, they'd write a check. The limit was like $5,000 for the primary and $5,000 for the general. So it's different in federal. We can't take corporate money. It's got to be personal. So each person can donate $2,800. For a primary, and then another $2,800 for the general, for a total of $5,600 per person. If you're married or have a spouse, then you can double that. It could be $5,600 for the primary for him, for the person, for the man and his wife, and then another $5,600 for a total of $11,200. So it's just a little tougher getting, you know, raising money. So I'm trying to get as many people to help out as I can. You can go to jimmarchant.com and hit the donate button and donate whatever you can because I guarantee you it'll help. And I'm working hard to meet that threshold on March 31st, so please help.
Going to be a busy month of March for you, my friend.
It is.
Jim, always good. Thanks so much, man.
Thank
and again,
you, Kevin.
jimmarchant.com.
jimmarchant.com.
You make it so easy for us. Thanks, man.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks for coming in. Jim Marchant. Former assemblyman, he wants to be your congressman in CD4. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all, and it's coming up next on Live and Local Now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
By the way, something you may have missed, a new Gallup poll just out. Liberals outnumber conservatives in only 6 states, and that's down from 9. According to the latest Gallup survey, in every other state but California, where conservatives and liberals split 29-29, conservatives lead. I mean, there is some very, very good news. More Democrats now identify as pro-life. That's a Marist poll conducted for the Knights of Columbus. In a substantial double-digit shift, Americans are now as likely to identify as pro-life, 47%, as pro-choice, 47%. Something is going on out there. Something is going on. The American electorate is changing. The Trump approval ratings are growing. There is something going on out there. And for people like Jim Marchant, there may be a 2020 may be a wave election. And don't let anybody tell you about all the gloom and doom. You know, Trump's done. Don't believe that for an instant. Let's go to Steven. Steven, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yes, good morning, Kevin.
What's going on?
I hearken back to about 10 o'clock when I heard you ask a gentleman, what do we do? I do have some thoughts on that, and I'd like to share them.
Please maybe. Please do.
As a talk show junkie, a Las Vegas talk show junkie for about 25 years, I've seen it develop, and then I've seen it deteriorate, and then I've seen it, you know, it goes back and forth. But I think that one thing that we really need and could use, I can remember one station gave everybody 3 minutes, no matter what you had to say. And the host used to make fun of me when I used to try to explain the right to travel compared to the privilege of driving. And then a funny thing happened. After 2 or 3 weeks, somebody called in and said, I researched some of that legally, and that guy's right. And the talk show host stopped making fun of me. He started asking me questions about it, and we started learning. You know, there's one. The Second Amendment, no question about it, is very important. But what's the First Amendment? Freedom of speech. And sometimes, because we've been prone towards political correctness, we just came off. The guy I work for just came off a 2-week trial, a criminal trial. And the judge, what contributed to the conviction of a potentially innocent man. Because that judge has to get sponsored by the Police Protective Society. You start letting people that are charged get found not guilty. Well, they won't sponsor you next time, and you'll have to go get another job. You know, it's a swamp, just like Larry Klayman talked about in his podcast. And I'd surely like to hear Larry Klayman on a weekly basis and know exactly when I could hear him interviewed by an interviewer like you, Kevin.
Well, I tell you what, we'll try and get him on. Larry Klayman, good guy. He's been on the show before, both when we were over at CBS and since coming over here. I'll simply tell you that I think we are headed for a watershed moment in our society. And whether it's that people, you know, liberals outnumber conservatives in only 6 states, you know, we've been given this narrative that socialists and liberals are taking over our country. And it may not be that way. We'll give them the People's Republic of California. We'll give them New York State. But we got a lot of America that's between those two. And they believe the way you and I do. Tell you what, let's go to Wilfried. Wilfried, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Well, thank you, Kevin. I agree with the prior gentleman, and I agree with the gentleman that you challenged how to resolve it. But you know, let's pretend I'm a time traveler, and 2020 is here, and Nevada and Las Vegas lost their asses again. I don't care what you do. I don't care what bone I throw out there for you to fetch and hunt and trail. If you don't get to that damn voting right now, it's all for nothing. It's real simple. Let me repeat. I want to see paper ballots. I want to see serialized consecutive numbers under an infrared light. I want, when that ballot is cast, not only do I want it to go into that, but I want those ballots preserved for some type of forensic review. I want that same damn ballot put in a sealed unit that's not tied to any type of transmission. Excuse me. I'm trying to hurry here. The point is, I want to know who's registered. I want to see the pictures. I want to see the transport. I
want
to see
what you want. What you want, Wilfried, what you want is what Democrats always talk about. They call it transparency. But they only want transparency a little bit when it serves them. That's the problem. When it comes to, see, what I'm looking for is I'm looking for one judge that will look at one precinct or two precincts and audit them. And let's find out how many people voted illegally. In the state of Texas, they've got like what they consider to be 100,000 people that may have voted illegally. What we need is transparency. We need chain of custody, like they do in the courts and the criminal justice system. But unfortunately, we don't do a lot with that. I told you that Bernie Sanders did a town hall last night in Washington, D.C. And I want you to listen. This is cut four. Because this is one of those times when you say, Bernie is such a cute guy. Scary as hell as far as policy is concerned. But he was asked a question last night by an adoring fan about the president and about fact-checking and things like that. I want you to, this is cut four. Bernie Sanders with Wolf Blitzer says he plans to bring a lie detector to the first Trump debate. Listen to this.
If you're the Democratic presidential nominee and you're on the debate stage with President Trump, how will you engage with him?
Well, we'll bring a lie detector along. And every time he lies, it goes beep. That would be the first thing. I mean, it is, look, I have conservative friends. I don't mean to be overly facetious yet. You know, I have conservative friends. We all do. And they're honest people. They believe what they believe. I believe what I believe. And that's called democracy. And that's a good thing. But I think the fraud that Trump is, the pathological liar that he is, has to be exposed. So we are going to hold him accountable for what he said and for what he did. He said he was going to provide health care to everybody. And then he proposes to throw 32 million people off the health care that they have. He said, you all remember, he said, I'm a different type of Republican. I'm not going to cut Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. And he brings forward a budget that does just that. So I think holding him accountable would be a good start in that debate.
I thought the town hall never really challenged. I mean, it was all a bunch of adoring college students and young adults. I mean, it was pretty cut and dried, to be honest with you. I'm going to take a break. You want to join us? I'll give you more numbers, both from a Gallup poll and a Marist poll. Fascinating. And it shows you that the gloom and doom story that you're hearing from the fake news media may just be that, fake news. That there are new polling numbers that are out that shows you a different side to what may be the 2020 wave election. We'll talk about that and more coming up. By the way, you want to join us? You know how we do this final half hour. It's where you call in, talk about whatever it is you want. It's 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is live and local now.
Councilman Steve Soroka ran on a promise of settling the issues regarding Badlands Golf Course, that he would work with all parties to solve the issues once and for all. That promise was empty. All he has done since his election is delay and obstruct any attempts toward a solution. Though the owners of the property are willing to meet anytime, anywhere to discuss the issue, Councilman Soroka has met with them once. doesn't sound like someone who is working toward a solution. His refusal to resolve the matter not only leaves a huge undeveloped area in the middle of the district, but has left the taxpayers on the hook for possible endless legal bills and huge damage awards, while killing the opportunity for hundreds of jobs and millions in economic activity in the process. Enough is enough. It's time to put an end to this once and for all and recall Steve Soroka and elect someone who will solve problems and not compound them. To learn more about the issue and how you can be involved, please visit StopSoroka.com. StopSoroka.com. This ad was paid for by the committee to recall Councilman Steve Soroka.
It's the one day every year when fat is great. It's Fat Tuesday, and it's returning to Rhythm Kitchen. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Tuesday, March 5th, it's the 10th annual All-You-Can-Eat Fat Tuesday celebration. You'll enjoy Alaska snow crab legs, fresh Louisiana crawfish boil, catfish, fried shrimp, blackened chicken pasta, red beans and rice, plus Rhythm Kitchen's world-famous beignets and bread pudding. All served with salad and jambalaya. And be sure to ask about Rhythm Kitchen's Mardi Gras drink specials. Oh, and did I mention? Breathtaking views of the Las Vegas Strip, all for just $42 per person. You don't need reservations, but seating is limited and begins at 5 p.m. Check out this amazing Fat Tuesday Mardi Gras buffet at RhythmKitchenSeafoodAndSteaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks is conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215. Call 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casale at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449, and find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. In 2017, the state's only funded educational choice program was given an extra $20 million to help low-income kids find better schools. Now Governor Sisolak says he doesn't want to keep that funding in the budget. His plan to slash the program could mean nearly 1,000 low-income students are going to lose their scholarships and be forced back into schools that didn't work for them in the first place. In 2017, the Nevada Teachers Union promised they would roll this program back or even eliminate it. Unless parents start pressuring their lawmakers today, it looks like the union might just have their way. That's why it's more important than ever for parents to let the governor and the legislature know that improving education should mean helping kids get in the classrooms where they can truly succeed, not taking away the very scholarships that make it possible. Your voice, your phone call could be what makes a difference. So visit NevadaPolicy.org, sign up for our emails, and you can get involved this legislative session on this issue and all the other issues we're keeping a close eye on in 2019. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This is incredible news, and I bring it to you not to try and sell you a bill of goods, but just to let you know what is out there. Americans, it turns out, are split down the middle on the issue of pro-life, pro-choice. A Marist poll conducted for the Knights of Columbus, a Catholic service organization, shows a double-digit shift. Americans are now as likely to identify as pro-life, that's 47%, as pro-choice, that's 47%. And among Democrats, the gap between pro-life and pro-choice identifiers was cut in half. It used to be 55%. It's now down to 27%. The number of Democrats now identifying as pro-life is 34%, up from 20% last month. I'm going to give you that again. The number of Democrats who now identify themselves as pro-life, 34%, up from 20% last month. The number identifying as pro-choice fell from 75% to 61%. And if you're wondering why this is, look at the law that was signed into law in New York State and what they're talking about in Virginia, what I call a fourth-term abortion. We're going to take the baby out. We're going to make it comfortable. We're going to keep it warm. And then we'll talk about what to do about it. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. This is scary, what is going on right now. But I'm going to tell you something. I think the tide may be turning. People look at what happened in New York State and what they want to do in the Commonwealth of Virginia. I'm telling you. People's attitudes are changing. The president, his approval ratings keep going up. People are still looking at the tax cuts. In fact, they're going to be getting their taxes done. Watch and see if that doesn't help. And then you've still got these people like Bernie Sanders that are out there. It's just crazy. By the way, Jeffrey Toobin is the Legal Eagle, senior legal analyst for CNN. And as you know, Michael Cohen is on Capitol Hill right now talking to one of the congressional committees. Last night, it was Jeffrey Toobin. It was Mike Rogers. All talking about this testimony. And I want you to hear from Jeffrey Toobin first. He sized up the Democrat defense of Michael Cohen on the eve of his testimony today, tomorrow, and Thursday in the House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate. Let's go to cut number six. This is Jeffrey Toobin last night on CNN.
Remember, the attack on him is going to be, you're a liar, you're a sure. thief, you're a bum. But the question that always comes back is, well, if I'm such a terrible person, why did Donald Trump trust me for 10 mm-hmm. years? You know, the line you always used in summation as a prosecutor is like, this witness is not my friend, not the government's friend. He's the defendant's friend. Mm-hmm. You know, he's the one who chose to confide in him. He's the one who chose, you know, to negotiate with his supposed girlfriends and pay them off. I mean, that's the, you know, the thing that Cohen has going for him, that, you know, if he was such a terrible person, why did Donald Trump give him all these responsibilities? That's a tough that's a tough you know, thing to answer.
It is. I want you to hear, though, Britt Hume, who rarely sides against the president, but it was he sided against the president last night. He was on with Chris Wallace on Special Report. And I want you to hear, he was on the, this is cut number five, by the way. Cut five. This is Britt Hume, Fox analyst. Here it is.
Last night, Spike Lee finally, after a long career, finally won an Oscar, and he ended his acceptance speech with this. Take a look.
The 2020 presidential election is around the corner. Let's all mobilize. Let's all be on the right side of history. Make the moral choice between love versus hate. Let's do the right thing.
President Trump took exception, tweeting this morning, be nice if Spike Lee could read his notes, or better yet, not have to use notes at all when doing his racist hit on your president, who has done more for African Americans, criminal justice reform, lowest unemployment numbers in history, tax cuts, etc., than almost any other president. Britt, what do you make of that exchange?
Well, I don't think he was racist. And I don't even think he was particularly anti-Trump. He didn't mention the president. Look, Chris, you may have heard me on this before. I think the way the word racist is flung around these days is a terrible thing. It was a great triumph for the civil rights movement, the national consensus, overwhelming national consensus against racism. And the word has been weaponized in politics. It's used often by the left against conservatives and Republicans. Now we have the president using it against Spike Lee, who is obviously a Democrat. And the leftist. I think the president is out of line on this. I think Spike Lee, I mean, he said some pretty strong things before, but that was a kind of a unifying message. He said love versus hate. I think, Chris, you and I are both for love versus hate. I would think if you asked the president, he'd say he was too. So I don't think it was his finest moment, that response.
Well, you're probably right. But the fact is, the president's approval ratings keep going up. What he'll come away with in Hanoi, I don't know. I'm not quite sure. But I do know this. That the president's approval ratings are going up. You look at polling on a bunch of different stuff. More Democrats now identify as pro-life, according to a poll. Hispanics are voting with the president. They're siding with the president. I'm just going to tell you, I think there's something going on out there right under our nose. And no matter what the fake news media tells you, the fact is that people are starting to come around to this. People are figuring this out. One of the things you're going to find is that more and more people are coming around to supporting the president. And as the House votes on a resolution to end the declaration of an emergency along our southern border, I'm just going to tell you, I think there's something going on in our country. And no matter what you hear, disregard what you hear from the fake news media, because a lot of it is just not true. That's going to just about do it. I can't believe we come to the end of another program. Is that possible? Oh, my God. Anyway, thank you. We will try and give you highlights of what has gone on this morning on Capitol Hill. We'll have newsmakers, members of Congress, talking about the Michael Cohen testimony. It's supposed to be secret. It won't be. Till we join you tomorrow, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local now. Lies near, put the stars away from here. Well, you don't know what we can find. Why don't you come with me, little girl, on a magic carpet ride? You don't know what we can see. Why don't you tell your dreams to me? Fantasy will set you free. Close your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away. I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016.